Do not follow unlawful orders. Do not follow unlawful orders. That is what multiple Democratic senators and representatives told troops in a video message months ago. They are now being politically persecuted, but breaking news, Donald Trump has now given out unlawful orders. After months and months of the Trump administration posturing towards Greenland, and after them feeling emboldened due to the capture of Maduro without the loss of U.S. military troops, Trump has now ordered his special force commanders to draw up a plan for the invasion of Greenland. But the Daily Mail reports he is being resisted by senior military figures. Pete Hegseth has waged a months-long campaign to gaslight the military troops into thinking there is no such thing as an unlawful order. Now we know what he was priming them for. Now we know what J.D. Vance was saying 48 hours ago when he said, quote, "The War Powers Act is fundamentally a fake and unconstitutional law. I can prove to you all with a few clips that the administration has very openly and brazenly been laying the groundwork, laying the legal context, legal pretext to invade Greenland." J.D. Vance 48 hours ago.
Technicality than any disagreement of policy. If you look at the people who actually voted, every single one of them have supported the administration's plan. Second of all, as the president, I believe himself, has already said, every president, Democrat or Republican, believes the War Powers Act is fundamentally a fake and unconstitutional law. It's not going to change anything about how we conduct foreign policy over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months. And that'll continue to be how we approach things.
The War Powers Act isn't going to change anything about how they conduct foreign policy. There are like three or four concerning things he said in one there. First of all, not every prior president thinks the War Powers Act is fundamentally fake. Some presidents have performed strikes with an authorized use of military force, but the War Powers Act has stopped U.S. presidents from unilaterally going to war with countries. Why would Donald Trump want to unilaterally go to war with a country? Well, Venezuela could be a key. Sources say that the policy hawks around the U.S. president, led by political advisor Stephen Miller, have been so emboldened by the success that they perceive the success of the operation to capture Venezuela's leader Nicolas Maduro, that they want to move quickly to seize the island before Russia or China makes a move. Speaking of Stephen Miller, this all reopened about 2 weeks ago when Katie Miller, his wife, posted soon, and it was Greenland with the U.S. flag, heavily implying that we will annex or invade Greenland. And here's Donald Trump basically outright saying in a meeting yesterday that he is okay with occupying Greenland. If you want to help boost this pro-democracy message, make sure to drop a like below. And if you want to join the independent media movement where we constantly are pushing back against the far-right BS, then subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. Check out this Trump clip.
How much money are you thinking of giving people in Greenland to get them on board with a possible U.S.
I'm not talking about money for Greenland yet. I might talk about that. But right now, we are going to do something on Greenland, whether they like it or not, because if we don't do it, Russia or China will take over Greenland. And we're not going to have Russia or China as a neighbor.
Okay, a few things fundamentally wrong with this first 20 seconds here. Quote unquote, whether they like it or not. This is the same exact rhetoric that we heard in the Access Hollywood tape, that where he says he moves on women like a bitch, he grabs women because they let him do it. He doesn't understand consent or power dynamics on a broad level. Not to make a crass comparison, but that's what it feels like. On a broad level, he is willing to abuse power dynamics, and that's what he's doing with Greenland. He wants to, without their consent, invade their sovereignty and take over their territory. But secondly, when he's saying that China or Russia will invade or occupy Greenland, that is literally not possible. Greenland is a part of Denmark, which is a part of NATO. NATO has Article 5, which would trigger if Russia or China tried to invade. In fact, we have U.S. troops on the ground in Greenland. They are our ally that we can call up and deploy troops to in a friendly manner at any moment, at any time.
Okay. I would like to make a deal, you know, the easy way. But if we don't do it the easy way, we're going to do it the hard way.
Why is it so important to you to own it when you have a military presence there, which you could expand to affect security?
Because when we own it, we defend it. You don't defend leases the same way. You have to own it. And, you know, with a nation, look at what happened with Obama with that horrible deal they made with Iran. It was a short term.
This is some absolutely psychotic stuff. Back to the article. British diplomats believe that Trump is also motivated by a desire to distract American voters from the performance of the U.S. economy before the midterm elections later this year, after which he could lose control of Congress to the Democrats. There you see it coming together. Donald Trump will be a lame duck president, is close to being a lame duck president due to the Republican caucus in Congress just not being in order. Mike Johnson continues to be subverted. So he's grasping at any power that he can by suppressing opposition, suing the media, by hyper-militarizing blue cities, blue hubs, blue areas, look at Minneapolis, Minnesota today, over the past few days, and using the military to enact regime change abroad. Part of the reason, it's kind of like the chicken and the egg, part of the reason he's focus so much on international stuff is because he wants to distract from domestic stuff. But part of the reason why his domestic agenda and policy has failed so much is because of how distracted by foreign policy he is. None of this is America first. This reads, such a dramatic move would put him at odds with Sir Keir Starmer and would effectively lead to the collapse of NATO. Now, Donald Trump militarily invading and starting a war with Greenland is almost unthinkable. There are some reports that he's trying to make a backdoor deal and this is a way to scare them and gain leverage, which of course is not okay. You can't point a gun at the head of somebody and say, ha ha, I was just joking, trying to gain leverage. But listen to this. According to the sources, the president has asked the Joint Special Operations Command, the JCOC, to prepare the invasion plan, but it is being resisted by the Joint Chiefs of Staff on the grounds that it would be illegal and would not be supported by Congress. One source said, quote, they have tried to distract Trump by talking about less controversial measures, such as intercepting Russian ghost ships, a clandestine network of hundreds of vessels operated by Moscow to evade Western sanctions, or launching a strike on Iran, which they are reportedly talking about doing tonight or tomorrow. Diplomats have war-gamed what they describe as an escalatory scenario under which Trump uses force or political coercion over Greenland's links to Denmark. Let me point out a key line up here. Essentially, a lot of the Joint Special Operations Command, the JSOC, said they're not going to do this on the grounds that it would be illegal. Do you guys remember when Pete Hegseth was throwing an absolute fit because Alyssa Slotkin, Senator Mark Kelly, and a few others, Representative Jason Crow, came out and said, do not follow illegal orders? Well, let me show you a side-by-side clip of Pete Hegseth back in 2016 admitting that unlawful orders exist and are likely to come from Donald Trump, and then Senator Alyssa Slotkin. Oh, we're wearing the same color jacket, Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
If you're doing something that is just completely unlawful and ruthless, then there is a consequence for that. That's why the military said it won't follow unlawful orders from their commander-in-chief.
Yes, in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, it says do not follow unlawful orders. Right before that, it says you must follow lawful orders. So it's fair and balanced, of course. Of course, you should follow lawful, ordinary orders. That is part of being in the military, but you do not follow the unlawful orders.
There's a standard. There's an ethos. There's a belief that we are above what so many things that our enemies or others would do.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
Okay, so it's short coming from Alyssa Slotkin, but it's just basically exactly what they say in the video over and over. You can refuse illegal orders. We also have breaking news that British officials have met with Germany and France to start the preparations for deploying a military force to Greenland, but it's awkward. It's awkward because U.S. troops are in Greenland. We already have a lot of U.S. troops in Greenland and like a joint military operating base, so it's crazy that Trump is even floating this. Let me remind you, Donald Trump Jr. and TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk were in Greenland about a year ago exactly, January 7, 2025. It's like the king thinks he's sending his firstborn son over to the land that he's about to conquer. Why am I also wearing the same jacket as Donald Trump Jr. and Alyssa Slotkin? Okay, this is weird. But back to this article right here. Diplomats have wargamed what they call an escalatory scenario. One diplomatic cable describes the, quote, worst-case scenario as leading to the destruction of NATO from the inside. Genuinely an awful, awful case scenario if NATO collapses, if Article 5 collapses. It adds, quote, some European officials suspect this is the real aim of the hardline MAGA faction around Trump. Since Congress would not allow Trump to exit NATO, occupying Greenland could force the Europeans to abandon NATO. If Trump wants to end NATO, this may be the most convenient way to do it. Under the compromise scenario, Denmark would agree to give Trump full military access to Greenland and deny access to Russia and China. So again, there are reports that he's trying to scare them and then do a compromise, and the compromise is him getting at least access. Although America already has free access to the island, it would be put on a legal basis. The cable says, for domestic political reasons, Trump can start with an escalatory scenario, which shifts to a compromise scenario. This is some sick bullying, coercion, Hitler-esque diplomacy coming from the president of the United States, and I'm not afraid to say that. I'm somebody who doesn't use a Hitler analogy often, but when it comes to people like Stephen Miller, and when it comes to the way Donald Trump is talking about annexing territories or scaring territories or breaking treaties, yeah, Of course we can make that comparison. Now let me just tie it all up in a nice J.D. Vance-sized bow. Because remember at the beginning of the video, J.D. Vance is calling for Trump to be able to unilaterally go to war. At the same time, Katie Miller is saying soon. At the same time, Trump is saying this, while Pete Hegseth is saying you must follow all orders, even if they're unlawful. It is very clear what is happening here, and I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. Drop a like, drop a blue heart, and peace out.